9th Perek of Nozer, Mishnah Hey, last Mishnah of Nozer. Nozer Hoya Shmuel, the great Novi Shmuel was a Nozer. Kedivri Rabbi Hanoi. That was Rabbi Nahorai's opinion. Shenema, Umoyer Loyala Al Roshe. So he learns the word Moyer Loyala Al Roshe means that he did not shave his head. Never b'shimshin u'moira, for never b'shimshin u'moira, man moira u'moira b'shimshin nozir. Just like by Shimshin, it says the term moira, and we know that Shimshin was a nozir his whole life. Also by Shmuel, it was nozir his whole life. That's what Rabbi Nahorai says. Am Rabbi Yosi, haloi ein moira ella shel basav adam. The moira that he's talking about Shmuel in Shmuel is not the general term of Moira, which is going Moira, he's afraid of people, because it says Nesativ Lashem U'Moira Lo Yala Al Roshe, which is mashma that he'll go over to Hashem and he will not have any fear from people. So he's saying that the Moira Lo Yala Roshe means that the Moira Bos of Adam, fear of human beings, he will not have. Yeah. Even though generally Moira, the term of fear, is written with the Aleph at the end, but over here, for whatever reason it is, the Torah wrote it with the Hey. So the kids, he's saying, Rabbi Yis is saying, the fact that it says Moira Lo Yala Roshe does not mean he will not shave his hair, it means he will not be afraid of humanity. And Shmuel was requested to go to Shaul HaMelech, given the Nevuah that he's going to lose his malchus. He said, I'm afraid that he may kill me. So we see that he was afraid. So therefore, he can't say that there's a Nevuah in the beginning of his life that he'll never be afraid. Because he was afraid, and therefore, Rabbi Nahorai says, this is a raya that Shmuel HaNovi was an Ozan.